Retrouvons l'agenda culturel tout en anglais.
Hello there.
Avec Véronica.
This week, as you gear yourselves up to St. Valentine's Day, according to one survey, Bristol in the west of England has been declared the most romantic city in the land. How such a thing is measured is a mystery, because unlike physical appearance, which can be quantified, although no longer to be commented on, romance is very much in the eye of the beholder. And we also read that Gen Z, that means people in their 20s, are drinking far less alcohol than the preceding generation. That's ours. So a bottle of champagne to celebrate romantic love has become rather passé. And in fact, seeing an elderly couple with their arms entwined can just as well mean that they're stopping each other from tripping over, rather than that they are still romantically devoted. Now, to the main thing, there have been several biopics on release this year. In France, we had Aznavour, and last year, De Gaulle, more homage than critique. But remember that film based on events in the life of a senior French politician wasn't even awarded a general release, so offensive it was found to be. Biopics are tricky. Nobody wants to watch a hagiography for 2 hours. But you don't want your main protagonist to be utterly obnoxious either. In this sense, The Apprentice, which I hope you did see, struck an excellent balance. It was believable, interesting, shocking in places, but funny as well. The central character, who is now on everybody's lips, came over as bright and willing to learn when he was young. In the case of Maria, Pablo Larraín's take on Maria Callas in the last week of her life, it didn't work for me. For me, Angelina Jolie was just too jolie, too conventionally beautiful, which Callas wasn't, despite her undeniable huge talent, and it's known that she was not confident about her appearance. Plus, it was a distraction to be wondering when the actress appeared to be singing as to whether it was she or Callas or a mix. Equally, as far as I was concerned, the biopic of Lee Miller didn't work either, because I just couldn't get past Kate Winslet. Knowing too much about an actor or their views on life, too many sitting on the sofa talk shows, makes it harder for an audience to believe in the known character that they're playing. However, this Thursday at the cinema in Florence, you can judge for yourselves about the new film A Complete Unknown, about Bob Dylan as a young man, played by the extraordinary Timothée Chalamet, the young man of the moment who has already played a wide variety of parts, but still delivering authentic performances because he himself remains a mystery. This Complete Unknown is directed by James Mangold, who 10 years ago brought us Walk the Line, an excellent film about Johnny Cash, played by the ultimate enigma, Joaquin Phoenix, who remains much in demand. Whether you liked his Napoleon or not is another matter. A Complete Unknown, which is a line from one of Dylan's songs, introduces us to him when he first came to New York with his guitar, his rusty voice, and unique lyrics. Apparently, the man himself is very happy with the performance. So go and see it at 5:30 this Thursday. Now, as we approach this year's Film Awards, with all the controversy that's been raging about the two most highly tipped films, rightly or wrongly, it's quite possible that this little film, along with Conclave, another good solid movie, might sweep the board. For what it's worth, Adrien Brody and Guy Pearce both get my vote in the Brutalist. I think Demi Moore will win Best Actress, although I would give it to Mikey Madison for the rawness of her performance in Anora. And Zoe Saldana, well, as support, she was fabulous. We'll soon know where the die is cast. Till then,
retrouvez Véronica en podcast pour l'agenda culturel tout en anglais.
Tell the one in your life that you love them.
www.dfm930.com